The University of Hawaii's Hilo campus has just awarded the first master's degree completed entirely in the Hawaiian language. It's the latest example of 2 decades of renewed interest in language and culture on the islands. That interest stretches from preschool to postgraduate work, to the radio and music. Marcy Solman of member station KUOW reports.
Every night, even when her family has invited guests for dinner, 6-year-old Kalahua Antai reads her homework out loud to her mother. Kalahua is reading a story about cooking and sharing. Hawaiian is her first language. Her father, Kala'i Antai, says he and his wife never made a conscious decision to speak it at home. They just did, and he was shocked by the results.
I remember her first word she said when we were in the doctor's office. The doctor was trying to examine her, and she turned to me and she said, "Hapai! Hapai!" She started yelling, "Hapai! Hapai!" means carry, carry me. I was like, wow, is she speaking?
Antai's daughter and her little brother and sister are among several thousand Hawaiian children enrolled in language immersion schools. They study reading and science, math and music, all through Hawaiian language. Kalahua's father, Kala'i, says this wasn't an option when he was a schoolboy.
I remember when I was in preschool all the way up until 3rd grade, I took Japanese because I went to a private school and I was one of the few Hawaiians there in the private school. And it was a thing. Japanese language school was offered in the afternoon. So my parents said, okay, Japanese is going to be the second language that you need to know.
Antai didn't learn Hawaiian until he was in high school. In fact, from the time the United States annexed Hawaii in the late 19th century up until 1987, it was against state law to teach Hawaiian in the public schools except as a foreign language. In 1984, 3 years before the language ban was overturned, a group of Hawaiian parents and activists set up their own Hawaiian language preschools. The preschools are run by a nonprofit organization called Aha Punana Leo, which means language nest. From the start, the kids and their teachers spoke only Hawaiian in the classrooms. The organization also encouraged parents to speak Hawaiian to their children at home. Keiki Kawaiaia was one of the first Punana Leo parents.
Our generation, those that are now in their mid-30s, probably to their late 50s, that generation is the generation whose parents were not raised with the language. Our parents were the gap generation. Our grandparents, a majority of them were speakers. Well, the majority of them have gone already, and they did not teach their children.
But some members of the gap generation went out of their way to learn the language. When Larry Kimura was growing up on a ranch on the Big Island of Hawaii, he listened to his older relatives talking. By high school, Kimura decided to start tape recording interviews with some of them.
Because I knew this was a means to try and keep the language preserved, I guess that would be the word. And so I was very anxious to start doing that. In fact, my brother-in-law had this huge Sony tape recorder that he had from his days in the army. And I asked him, would you please lend this to me? And he did.
By the time he reached college, he had a smaller recorder and he was still taping his elders. In 1974, Kimura talked to 90-year-old Kaka'e Kalehiana about what it was like growing up on Kauai at the turn of the century. Kimura broadcast the conversation and others he recorded on his college radio show. Kimura says some listeners saw his show as a good opportunity to practice their Hawaiian, but he says his tapes were more than a tool to learn the language.
It was not just your verbs and pronouns and all of that, no. It was to make the connection to our culture, knowing that it is a very important link because there are many, many values and perspectives, ways of looking at things that are very different through the language.
Kimura sees the language as a connection to Hawaii's Polynesian ancestry, a vehicle for learning the history of the islands and their religion and music. Students enrolled in Kahakaula o Ke'elikolani, the University of Hawaii's College of Hawaiian Language, begin each class with a ceremonial welcoming chant. Kalena Silva is the college director. He points out that the federal government does not officially recognize Hawaiians the way it does some mainland Native American tribes, but the state constitution recognizes the importance of the culture.
I don't know of any other state that has two official languages. I mean, we have Hawaiian and English. Our constitution requires the promotion of Hawaiian language and culture. So that is a definite plus in that it allows us to refer back to that constitution and to the official status of our language in seeking legislation that helps to support what it is we're doing.
That's quite a change from 25 years ago when Hawaiian was banned in the public schools. Today, some commercial radio stations even feature a word of the day in Hawaiian, and public radio station KIPO in Honolulu broadcasts regular Hawaiian language newscasts. Musician Kala'i Ontai, who 7 years ago chose to speak only Hawaiian at home, now understands the lyrics to the Hawaiian songs he's been singing since he was a child.
I was playing Hawaiian music, not even knowing what I was singing about. And when I finally realized what I was singing about, it even changes the way I would even perform a song. Because sometimes I would be playing a song and it's a deep love, emotional song. And I'm just singing it like it's just, a school alma mater or something, you know. I think that's probably where it comes from, when Hawaiian people really are affected and moved deeply by their language.
Kala'i Ontai says if his 6-year-old daughter Kalahua wants to go to an Ivy League school, become a doctor or a lawyer or college professor, that's fine with him. Maybe she'll even write her master's thesis in Hawaiian. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Hilo.